agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar says it will cut executive compensation by up to 50% next year because of weakening demand triggered by the global economic downturn. The world's largest maker of mining and construction equipment also says it will reduce compensation for senior managers by 5% to 35% in 2009. Other management and support staff will see a reduction of up to 15%. The Peoria, Illinois-based company says the cuts reflect planned reductions in its incentive program and equity-based compensation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 85.70, down 10.36. The NASDAQ 1546, down 17.34. The S&P 500 at 881.17, down 6.71.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Are you on the go and want to know how the commodity markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has a solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5.84, up 1 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.65, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 5.90, up 2 and a quarter. September, 6.09 and a half, up 3 quarters. December of 2009, 6.32, up 1 and 3 quarters on the open. March corn opened at 3.81, up a quarter on the open. May, 3.91 unchanged. July, 4.01 and a half, up a half. December, 4.26, up 1 on the open. January beans opened at 8.85, down 3 and a quarter on the open. March, 8.86, up 13 and a half. May, 8.99, up 15 and a quarter. July, 9.09, up 14. November of 2009, 9.14, up 15 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 270.70, up 3.20 on the open. March, 270.70, up 3.10. January soybean oil opened at 31.20, up 60 on the open. March, 31.53, up 62. December live cattle opened at 86.50, up 40 on the open. January feeders, 93.95, up 45. February lean hogs, 61.50, down 20. And February bellies, 89.90, up 40 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, otherwise, a lackluster trade except for the beans. The beans had a little bit of a pop this morning.
Yeah, beans opened and we're up 27 at one time. We're still up 21-22. I think it's news of China continuing to buy beans and to also store beans so they don't run out. That's one of the big things. Other thing is light trade here ahead of the holidays. We will have light trade clear through into January now. So it doesn't take a very big order to push things higher.
Yeah, and because of that, do you think that producers are going to have be specially on their guard for potential opportunities in here? Do you think that we might push it one way or another pretty strongly this holiday season?
I think that's possible to be pushed both directions. I mean, up one day, down the next, or even the same day. I think producers should be aware of what's going on. But I think a lot of them have just locked the bin door and are ready to wait until January to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me also ask you this, because this is sort of interesting to me. We had Minneapolis shut down open outcry on Friday.
Right.
And one of the outreaches of that is they have also announced that they are going to go on their electronic trading platform to 130 instead of 115. And I guess the question that I have for you is, as you look ahead and talk to traders, what are they saying about potential for similar moves either in Kansas City or Chicago in the new year?
Well, I think that the electronic isn't going to mount much because it's already been 80% or more electronic on any given day. But the 15 minutes longer, some markets do that now in electronics. Metals in the pit close at 1 o'clock. They go to 4:30 at night, but they close them off that pit trading. So I don't know that going totally electronic is going to change much at all. I still think, though, that we do have the potential to be very volatile both up and down through this holiday season.
I guess what I'm wondering is, are we headed, Pete, do you think, that we'll always be trading 24 hours a day?
Oh, well, we have a lot of things that trade 23 and a half now, and they have been for the last year or two. I don't know that grains will, but all the metals, all the energies trade, they start at one time and go for all but a half hour a day. The mini Dow and the mini indexes, they trade from 3:30 until 3:15 the next day. So there's a lot of things doing that now. I think the grains eventually will trade more hours. I don't know if they'll get up to the 23 hours or not.
Mm-hmm. Turn your attention then to the corn, which is, I would call it a flat trade, a little up, a little down.
Yep, we've been down a little up, a little. As of right now, March is down a quarter. May is unchanged, and July is up a penny. Can't decide on which way to go. There are people evening up towards the end of the year. The funds right now are actually short corn and a couple of other things lightly. The regular funds, the index funds are still long, about a third of what they've been long all year, and they're gradually getting out of a few. But there are funds thinking that these prices maybe are low enough to come in and buy, and they will do that also after the first of the year. So you've got all kinds of evening up into the end of the year. You've got light trade, but you've also got funds looking at things saying, where else can I make money? Can I make it in the stock market, or can I make it buying corn? And some of them are saying we'll make it either buying or selling corn.
Mm-hmm. So give us your thoughts on what you would tell hedgers to be looking for in terms of maybe making some new additional sales.
Well, I would be looking for any bounce on corn up over $4 in the nearby to be making new sales. And that's a possibility. We got to 86 today. I don't know what we got to last week, but a front month for new crop 09 got to 30 and a half last night. There were funds out there and other gurus in the marketing saying sell 20% of 09 beans today at 9:15. We are at 9:18, so there are some people out there right now that have already sold 20% as of this morning of their new crop 09 beans. They're looking to get out of old ones up around 9:10 to 9:20 additional old beans.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart, he is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Meteorologist Scott Althoff tells us that a winter weather advisory is in effect from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. on Tuesday for western Illinois. A winter storm watch is in effect from Tuesday evening through Wednesday afternoon for the northern third of Illinois and Indiana in the WILL severe weather coverage area. That will include Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties. Otherwise, today, bitterly cold with mostly sunny skies, highs from 4 above in the north to about 20 degrees in the south. The extended highlights of moderation in temperature expected Tuesday through Thursday, along with a mixed bag of precipitation. Over the next 5 days, we will see some heavy precipitation totals, 1 to 3 inches, across the Midwest and Ohio Valley. The current tick in March corn at 380 and a half down a quarter. Current tick in January beans at 888 up 19 and three quarters. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.